Hey, guys, how are you doing? Listen, you caught me off guard as we are about to start the show tonight. How are we doing? How are you? Okay, so while I'm still waiting for my guests to come in, I'm just going to look. Do you know what I was doing? I'm just going to be honest with you. I was still preparing and getting myself ready. And I realised what the time was. So time is moving really, really, really quickly. Do you not think? So I'm going to ask you, put your comments in the comment thread. Do remember that every comment is important. Every single comment is important. And also what I also want to say to you is take this moment to send out message to everybody that you know, your friends, your family, and even your frenemies, and let them know that this show is about to, well, it started. It has started indeed. So, right, tonight, we haven't been here for a week. I had to take last week off. Let me put these on so I can see a little bit better. Wasn't here last week. I was so tired. Oh, let's see if something's happening. Let's put that in. I'm going to say, I'm just messaging my guest. And so, yes, last week I decided to take a little bit of a break. Do I have more energy now? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You listen, we started off a few weeks ago with me telling you all about what was going on with me with having a stalker. And it's still, the saga still continues. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Well, you better believe it, because it is still going on. So there are still some things that are going on in this world, in and around us, that, you know, we have no control over. I would never have thought that I would have somebody stalking me. How ridiculous is that? You think that that's for famous people. And I don't consider myself to be famous whatsoever. I don't even understand what is going on. But I understand this, that women, especially, I mean, I can only talk for myself. As a person who's not normally vulnerable, but women are vulnerable. And tonight we're going to be talking, we're still going to be carrying on the, I'll do that and then he'll come back in. We're still going to be talking about family issues. We started off by talking about family issues with being dysfunctional and functional families. But we know that most of us are coming from dysfunctional families of one way or another. And because of that, because of the things that we've experienced in our past, not necessarily us, but what's happened to, especially with the Black and African Caribbean people, what has happened to us in slavery, our forefathers, has progressively had an impact on us as well. So we are looking at the family. We're doing a series, and this is going to be expanded. So this is not going to end just yet. We've got a lot to unpick, a lot to unpack in regards to our families. And so tonight, what I'm going to start off by, as my guest is not quite here, not quite ready yet, what I'm going to do is I'm going to kick off the conversation saying good evening to everybody that's joining. Come in, come in, come in, come in, come in. Come in, my lovelies. Come on in and let's have a chat. Also, just to say that I have taken into consideration the request. So there was a request a couple of weeks ago to create a forum that was not so public, so that people can talk and be more inclined to talk their truth. And so that's something that's going to be set up the coming weeks. It'll probably be on a different day. But what we're going to do is create a forum for people to come and chat and discuss and to see what help can be provided for. Okay, so that's that. That's the first announcement. Second announcement on the, I think it is the 10th of May. We are now in May. The Speak Easy Masterclass is happening. It's absolutely free. So if anybody of you would like to come and join me, I'm doing it again. I'm running it on the 10th and I believe the 25th of May. So I'm running it for two sessions this month and then that will be it for some time. So if you want to come and get some nuggets of how to be more confident and to do things like this, to sit in front, create a stage, create a platform, then come to the training. It's absolutely free. DM me and I'll send you the details. Right, so okay, so as you're all coming in, good evening Maxine Gardner, how you doing? Good evening, Dorota. Good evening, good evening. And Grace Campbell, good evening. And all of you that are coming in, come on in. Cometh to me. Come and let us talk. Let us talk about family. So tonight. Right? Yeah, Grace said good morning. And it's good, yeah, good evening even. Anyway, so a couple of days ago, I'm going to kick off. A couple of days ago, I was on Instagram and I was just scrolling, you know, as you do. And I came across this feed, this conversation with a young man that he was having with another person in the studio. There was somebody behind, couldn't see who that person was, but there was a voice. And this young man, a question was posed that, do you think it is acceptable to hit a woman? And there was a silence at first, and then one of the young men said, yes, absolutely, I think it's perfectly fine. And the other two men were like, I'm not really so sure. And it was like, no, this one was adamant. And I don't know if that was to play up for the camera. I don't know if that was to get the likes and the hits, to be controversial. I don't know if that's really and truly this young man's view, but it left me feeling rather pissed off. Can I say that? We're after 9 o'clock. Yes, I can. And the reason being, because I'm thinking, right, these are young. Well, they're not young, but let me just say, I call everybody young. I call myself young. I know I look young, but I am grown. So the issue that I have with this is the narrative that has been given to the younger ones, that it's okay to be violent, full stop. Now, he did have a caveat on that. He said, if a woman feels that she's bad enough, big enough and bold enough to put hands on him, per se, then she should be ready to take it back. And again, I do not condone violence at all, either way. But I still have an issue with that because it's about the impression. It's about what you are saying. It's about how this impacts our families, our society as a whole. Now, I know many women who have been victims of domestic violence. Many. So when our guest comes in, he's just restarting his PC. So when our guest comes in, we're going to have this open conversation. And I want you guys who are here to be open with me and talk to me. This is a dialogue. It's not a monologue. So I want you to be open and honest, transparent with me as to your thoughts, as to why this is now the thing. Because this is not the first. When I say young, I mean middle to late 30s. So it's not so young, it's not stupid. This is a person who is articulate. Let me just say this, is articulate, educated, and knows exactly what he is saying. And this is why I'm saying, I'm not so sure if he's doing it for likes, you know, to get more views. I'm not sure if that's the reason to be controversial. But even still, it is the impression that it gives, because there are young people coming up after him that will be hearing that and think it's okay. So how, I want to know what your thoughts are on this. And I know that we have many women on this platform. If there are men on here, I would love for you to be involved in this conversation, because I want to understand why there seems to be this massive divide between man and woman. Why it seems to be like, you know, so much hatred against each other. And I say each other, I don't hear so many women. I don't. And that may be because of who I follow or what I see on social media. That might be down to the algorithms and, you know, so I'm here and I'm trying to be open and I'm trying to be balanced here. But the one thing I cannot be balanced on is a man putting his hand on a woman. I cannot be balanced about that in any shape or form. I just cannot be balanced about that. I can be harmonious, but I cannot be balanced because I do not agree. I don't think there's any circumstance that a man, unless she's holding a gun to your head or she's, you know, going to physically really hurt you. Because let's be honest, there's not many women who can hurt men physically. Not many. There might be the odd, maybe 2 out of 10, if that. We're talking reality now. So my thing is I want to hear from you. I want to hear what you've got to say about this. Because it is inciting me to pissiosity, if that's even a word. It really is. Because at the end of the day, that woman that you're talking about could be your child, could be your daughter, could be your sister, could even be your mother. I'm just saying. Now, I'm just going to lay down some facts here, right? There was an act. You see, we got to remember here how women have fought for equality. And this is something that I really want to touch on because they mentioned equality. And the reason why I'm not showing the video is the last time I did that and showed someone else's video, it got taken down. So I don't want to run the risk of this whole feed, this whole chat being taken down tonight. So, because I want us to really, really have this discussion. So, this is what we know. This is what we know for sure. Domestic violence, not just domestic, just the violence towards women in particular, was something that was very prominent. And it was lawful. It was lawful. Women fought hard for equal rights. What does that mean? It means, this is what equal rights means. It means that we are paid the same to do the same job as a man. It means that we are able to vote as a man. It means that we are able to have a say as a man. Now, don't get me wrong, I love men. Me love a man. Yes, me do. I do. But we're talking about specifics today. So there was, it was legal up until 1976. It was legal for a man, a husband, to beat his wife. Did you know that? 1976. 86, 96, 2006, 2016. That's only just over 40 years. Some of us are older than 40. But yet still, in 1976, there was an act, the Domestic Violence and Matrimonial Proceedings Act. It was a piece of legislation dedicated to combating domestic violence. I'm going somewhere with what I'm saying, right? Right, okay. Oh, hello, my darling. Oh, Carl, you're here. I've missed you for the last couple of weeks. Because I you know what? I have to say, I've got enough respect for Carl, because Carl just keeps it real to himself, for how he views it, and he's not afraid to say. And that's what I love. We need men like that who are ready to have that conversation, are ready to put their views across. So welcome, 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 welcome to everybody who is joining this talk tonight. So what I'm saying is, up until 1976, which was not that long ago, it was legal for men to beat their wives, beat their women. And many women died as a consequence, because it is a known fact that men, the majority of men, are stronger physically than women. Right? They are physically stronger. So we're talking about men and women. We're not talking about children. We're talking about adults. Yeah, tonight, this is about adults. We want to keep this conversation streamlined, because we really need to unpick this and unpack this, because I'm hearing it far too often, the disrespect for each side. Women disrespecting men and men disrespecting women. This show is about finding solutions, right? It's about finding solutions. It's not about, you know, you're right, you're wrong. At the end of the day, if a woman puts her hands on a man, she's wrong. If a man puts his hand on a woman, he's wrong. Right? So I'm just going to keep this clear, because that's how I see it. But I know, from my own personal experience, and I'm not saying that my experience is everybody else's experience, but I have been a victim of domestic violence in my lifetime. And I didn't lift my hand. But I have a very peppery mouth. Oh yes, my mouth is like pepper when it's ready. Oh yes, sharp, because I'm not stupid. Yeah, and I'm just being honest with you here. But nothing that I say, and I, when I say my mouth is pepper, I'm not disrespecting your mother, your father. I'm not bringing your family into it. I'm just talking to you as the man. But there are some men who are weak in their mind, and they cannot take being challenged at all, or are so hurt by previous relationships, they just want you to be subdued and want to shut you down. And I'm just saying that. And there are women who are violent too, because I've also witnessed that. Yeah? I've also witnessed that. So again, it's about balance tonight. And it's about us finding the solutions. Now, where we are now, we have an issue. We have a massive issue in our community, because there are men. And I can only say what I've seen. So if you have seen women bashing men, please let me know recently. But I see an awful lot of men, especially from the US, battering women, especially black women on social media. So I want to know, how is this helping us? How is it helping? H- How is it helping? Carl Perkins says it's a myth that women can't hurt a man. Just like there are rising incidents of children physically abusing their parents. Now you see, hold that thought, Carl, about the children physically abusing their parents, because that is coming in the next few weeks. That's another show, because that's a whole different ball game. Now, I do believe that women can hurt men. I do. Physically, not as much as emotionally, I would say. I think that women can be bitchy. And I think that women can withhold their children to spite men, to spite the father, regardless of whether the father's been good or not. I do, honestly, I'm just saying, I do. Because it's the truth, right? Anybody want to challenge me on that? But it's the truth. There are women that women can hurt men, but I don't believe that women can hurt men physically as much as men can hurt women physically. Because you can see from our build, men are stronger. Yeah, they're just built, you're just built stronger. All right. So that's my thing. Violence, regardless of gender, is not acceptable. Absolutely. We're on the same page. Yes, I remember my dad could go and pick up my mother's wages, and when he beat her, the police would take her back to the household. Yeah, because that's how it was. That's the reality of it. And sometimes I have to say this because I think, okay, I think that what happens is that we see things as it is now, but we forget how it was, and that's the foundation. So you've got to remember that we have grown up seeing sometimes our fathers battering our mothers, and there's nothing no one can do about it. Police come, they don't do nothing about it. And so when we now grow up as females, we're like, that now happened to me, Dred. Yeah, that's how we are. Because we see it and we mark it and we say, right, you see it that over there, that's never going to happen to me. You see that over there, I'm not having that. You see it that if that ever happened to me, I'll do this, 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 this. Hands up, anybody that disagrees there, that we see things when we're growing up through our childhood, through films or whatever, and we make statements and we say, that's never going to happen to us. So as Tina's saying, yes, you can remember her dad could go and pick up her mother's wages without her mother's consent and then beat her, and the police would just take her right back to the family home. And that was a norm. But we forget about that. These are the things, these are the roots, the seeds that grow into roots and they expand out. And then we grow up and we, so this is why we have these conversations, guys. This is why we have these conversations, because we need to go back and we need to unpack these things so that we can move forward, so that we can thrive and grow differently to what we've ever experienced. I know Nigel's trying to get in. I can see you, Nigel. Hold on. Right, Nigel, I put you. Hello, Nigel. Are you here?
I'm here.
I can't see you though. Your camera's not on.
Well, I've been having a few technical difficulties. I'm not quite sure why. But I've got a slash through my start camera, so I'm not sure what's occurring, to be honest. But we could still
Right.
have a chat.
Okay, so when it's got the camera and
Pardon?
it's got the slash through it, click it. Can you click on that?
I've been doing that.
Oh, okay. Oh, and he's gone. There we go. He's gone. Okay. He'll be back. He'll be back. And if we don't get Nigel today, we will have him another day. It's fine. Okay. So Carl says, I was playing football last week, which is why I didn't join last week. Okay, actually, last week we weren't here. I was absolutely knackered. And so I took the night off. As you know, I had stalker and all of that stuff. It just got too much last week, and I just needed some time out. So I had to practice self-care for myself. Okay, so Right, so Carl is saying, up until 1976, it was legal for other races to racially abuse black people. Yes, I'm not even disputing. We haven't even got into that. Carl, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Because that will come. But what we are talking about today is between men and women. We still, there's still racial things going on every day here. And we're in 2022. Let's be real. Okay. Okay, so we're all in agreement that no violence is acceptable. I think, okay, so I think there is more domestic violence against women in the Black and Asian communities. I think that's a possibility. It is a possibility, Carl. I think it could be more. But I think as a whole, from Black, Asian, white, women have suffered. We can't take away the fact that women have suffered and lost their life through this. And so when I hear younger people, not necessarily young, but up and coming, and a voice for young black men, when I see that and I hear that, it infuriates me. As a matter of fact, I'd love to have a discussion with that person. I think it would be an argument more than that. I don't think it'd be pretty. Anyway. Hello, Nigel, can you hear me?
Hello, Yvonne. I can hear you, but I know you can't see. I can't even see myself.
No, I can't see you. Oh, no. So, Nigel, do you want to, I mean, stay on the chat in the show, and then maybe we can get you, because I want people to see you, because obviously you've also got a book as well. And so I want to be able to really have a good and open conversation. I would have loved for you, your input in this conversation,
this is the thing about technology. When it works, it's wonderful.
I know.
And when it doesn't, it's very frustrating.
Yes.
Very frustrating.
Yes, it is. There we go, he's gone again. Okay, so we're going to carry on. So Dorota says, yes, it's very, very true. There are men that can't be challenged without being triggered and reactive to violent extent. It's true. Okay, so I'm just going to read out the comments and then we're going to continue the conversation. Carl says, I agree women can't hurt men physically as much as men can hurt women unless the women in question use weapons and other objects. Yes, absolutely. I remember having been physically attacked, and I am, if you know me, I'm not very tall. I'm quite a small lady. And you know, and my thing is, you know, if you trouble me, you know, just be, because my shoes are weapons of mass destruction. Trust me. Well, they used to be. I don't wear heels so much anymore. Not many of us do in after COVID. But what I'm saying is, yeah, you trouble me. If it's a man, trust me, my heels are like two guns, man. They're going, because that's all I've got. I can't physically fight you as a man, because you could just, oil me like so, and that's it. It's finished. Done. Isn't it? Right. So, but it's about the intention of the person. Yeah. And, you know, as Tina says, the mindset was and will and still be brutal. You know, some women, Pamela's saying, some women do not have bank accounts. Their salaries are paid into their partner's accounts. Again, do you see where I'm going with this? Why it is dangerous for, I think it's very, very dangerous for any man to sit there and say it's okay to hit a woman. I really do. Dangerous. Until you are in it, you don't know what you will do. That's very, very true. We don't ever think that we don't ever think that it would happen to us. I didn't think it would happen, especially as it happened with, I'm like, nah, this is not happening in my life. Because there are certain things that are non-negotiable. And you see this hand-raising thing? It's not negotiable with me. You raise your hand, I'm out. It's done. There's no going, no, done. I'm too small to be a punch. Too small to be a punch bag. Sorry. I just have to say that. And you can feel the passion. Anyway, let me carry on. Because this show really isn't about me. Hi, Pam. How you doing? Two weeks are killed each week by a current or ex. Two women, I think that's supposed to say, are killed each week by a current or ex partner. Right. Let me just say this to you. I'm gonna say this to you as well. So you remember a couple of weeks ago I told you that I have a stalker. This is just a small thing. Okay, so I you know I went to the police. You know I've done things legally, I've done it the right way. Do you know that I was so excited because they said that I could get a non-molestation order so that it can't come anywhere near me or my family. Yeah. So when the organization contacted me, they said, no, actually, you can't. Because they asked me, do you live with him? Have you ever lived with him? No. Is he ever been your partner? No. What's the other question that they asked me? Are we related by blood? No. So then we can't help you. Imagine that if it's because it's not a partner, but it doesn't mean to say that the danger's not there. And then when we have people spouting things out on social media saying it's okay to do these things, those things make me frightened. Those things make me really unsure. Scary. It's scary. Right. So Cecile says, working with young people can be scary as some, and it is only some who feel it is okay to abuse physically young girls. And some of the girls don't realize it's not acceptable. This is the point. Thank you for that, Cecile. This is the point. So when we have people who are in position, right, the person does a show just like me, right? But I think he's got more of a following than I do. But the point of the matter is he's respected, he's looked up to by young people in our community. And he's spouting this. Yeah, if a woman puts her hands on me, then I'm going to put my hands on her. So when our young people hear that now, they just think, you know what the brain does? It takes a portion of information. It doesn't even take all of it. How many times have you said something or heard something that wasn't said? Many times, because we hear what we hear. So when a young person hears this, what are they going to think? Oh, it's okay. But that young man could be your son. That young man could be beating your daughter, or vice versa. That could be your daughter beating up some young man. And what do we do? How do we navigate this now? How do we control this? Because it is getting out of hand. Can you see the level of violence that we are living in? It's getting out of hand. So what do we do? How do we change this? Because we've got to get to a place now that it's not about likes. It's not about likes. A part of me feels I should call that man out. Call him out. But I've got enough things going on in my life right now. I can't take another thing. Because I know that would be a battle of titans. Because I'm looking at what we've just come out of. 1976. And in terms of equality and what equality is and what equality means to a woman. What does equality mean to you? Just put on the chat, all the women and the men who are here. What does equality, having equality, mean to you? What does it mean? Because I'm really interested to find out what it means to you. What does equality mean to you? Thank you for that, Pam. Two women are killed every week. Every week, you know. How many weeks are there in a year? How many weeks are there in a year? You total up the number of women. I remember going on a march, the 100 woman march. It was a couple of years ago, and they read out every name. And not only did they read out the names of the women, they named out the names of the children too. Anyway. Tina saying, no, that's disgusting. So, absolutely. Too many will say and do things to feed their ego. Absolutely. The ego, man. The ego needs to go, and so does the she-go. It all needs to go. Oh, anyway. Jonah Brown says, we teach our men and women to be violent from a young age by using violence when we are emotionally frustrated. Many of us condone the beating of children when they do something wrong. So they grow up thinking violence is the way to resolve conflict. There's a point there. There's a point there. There is a point there. I'm going to do this. So I just want to stop here before I go into what equality means to you. We teach our men and women to be violent from a young age by using violence when we are emotionally frustrated. Let's just stop there. How many of us beat, smack our children with honesty? How many of us? Because Joanna's raised a really interesting point here. Right? There are many levels. Tina's just said there are so many levels to this. There are. And I, you know what? It's something that this is going to go on. This is going to go on. We've got Pam will be with us next week. Pam R. Haynes, she's here on the chat tonight, but she will be with us live next week as we continue this conversation. Because as we continue, we're going to go into how do we keep women safe? And those vulnerable men, how do we keep safe? Anyway, that's as we're going on. But we're here right now. So Joanna has raised a point. We teach our men and women to be violent from a young age by using violence when we are emotionally frustrated. Right. This is what, you know what, Carl? I have to say, I love you. I really do. Because you are so honest. I love you. I love your honesty. And I love the fact that you interact on this show the way that you do. I have smacked. Yes. And I have to have my eldest, not my youngest. Up until the age of about 7, he would get a smack on the hand or smack on the leg. And it would never be, no, it's not beating. We can't manage much. But a little smack on that, don't do that. Smack on that, don't. But by the time he was 7, I'm like, you're old enough now to know when I speak to you or when I look at you, because we all know that look, don't we? When I look at you, you better know, say you better stop the way I do, right? Which translated means, you know, if I'm looking at you in a stern way, know that you're doing something wrong and stop immediately. Yeah. So Carl is saying, I've only ever smacked my youngest. Right, yeah. And so, but going back to what Joanna said, you know. What we're teaching. Now, thankfully, my son is not a person to beat. He's not that way. And we managed to. I don't even think he remembers that. To be fair, it's not a thing. It's not like when I was being raised and we got licks, like we got pepper licks, like yeah, wailing skin licks. But what we are teaching our children by what we do, how we express, what we say, what we do, what we allow. And so back then, again, I'm going to back 1976, it was legal. So many of us grew up thinking it was okay. It was legal for a man to beat his wife or beat his partner. It was only 1976 that law came in. So all that time before, which is, I'm guessing, around our age group. I was alive in 1976, I can tell you that much. I was very much alive. So yes, I believe what Joanna has said. I think that's right. I think to a certain degree that has had an impact on us. And it's this generation. I'm not talking about the younger, I'm not talking about the millennials now. I'm talking about our generation. And it's about us getting it right, because we failed. We failed on many things, but it's not too late to rectify it. It's never too late. As long as we have breath in our body, it's never too late to change a thing, to change the mindset, to change how we do things, to change how we see ourselves, to change how we love on ourselves, to change how we love on our children. Because that's another subject that's coming for fathers who are estranged from their children. How do you get that back? Our family units are under attack. And I don't know if anyone else is recognizing that. Can you see how our families, the demise of the family has been? All I'm hearing is women are this and women are that. And what is a woman? What the dickens? What is this all about? Come, let me show you what a woman is. Anyway, thank you for that comment, Joanne. Thank you so much, Joanna. Sorry. So, yes, Pam, yeah, I did. And it's not very often that I talk about elements. There are lots of elements of my story I might touch on, and I'll just, yeah. But yeah, the book is coming. So Sheena's saying her definition of equality is equal opportunities. Right. Okay. Equal opportunities. It feels like open session on violence against Black women. That's why you're on here next week, Pam, because we're going to be talking about that. It feels like an open session. Okay. Maxine Gardner says, having the same rights as men. Carl is saying, in the last crime statistic release, 177 women were killed in the UK, whilst 416 men were killed between 2020 and 2021. Okay, so in that crime statistic, Carl, can we clarify who and what died? How? So women, 177 women were killed in the last year of crime. So that would be 20 to 21. So 177 women were killed. That figure killed how? Because in 2020 to 2021 was COVID. And I know that domestic violence went up through the roof in those times. So, and where the 416 men, what were they killed by? Were they killed by women? What were they killed by? Were they killing each other? Was that young people? What is, can you quantify that for me, please? Thank you. Right. So Dorota says, hurt people hurt people. Pam is saying, equality without action feels like lip service. Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to be able to action and have that equality of life. Absolutely. Otherwise, what's the point of being equal? Right. Carl says, my youngest is autistic and only understands that something is dangerous. Right. Okay. So saying his youngest is autistic and only understands that something is dangerous if I smack him. So what you would have to do is teach him another way. Because that's what you put in place. So you would have to now untrain that and put something else in its place. So you wouldn't have to smack him. So he has the understanding. Does that make sense? Okay, so the older two talk and get a clear signal that they understand. Yes, I'm sure they do. Right, so we are so discounted from what we're we naturally should be. So much manipulation, conditioning through media, music, dysfunctional families, etc. Emotional intelligence is missing. Some are not taught about emotions, how to communicate, how to regulate ourselves healthily, etc., etc., etc. Thank you for that, Tina. I think that we are learning about emotional intelligence. I don't think emotional intelligence wasn't a thing for our parents. They didn't know nothing about that. And many people our age don't know nothing about emotional intelligence. They see things in the media, music, dysfunctional, absolutely. But the emotional intelligence is what you absolutely said is absolutely right, is missing. But if you don't know it, you don't know it. And what happens is that dysfunction, that pain of you done this to me, you done that to me, or you looked at that man, or whatever it is, you looked at that woman and try a shoe in your head and the heels sticking in your neck back or something. These are the things we have to start to educate our people, because we have been overwhelmed with violence for many generations. And so we now have to take back the reins, because the world's gone mad. The world's gone mad. So Cecil says, I smacked my first child a few times, but stopped as his father wanted to beat him, and I could not allow that to happen. So I would talk to my son and daughter instead. Yeah. Yeah, I saw something today where it's the woman said, she said, my husband does the chastising of the boys, but sometimes I have to get involved because I think he's too hard. And the response was, is your husband a good man? And her response was, yes. Do you think your husband would do anything to hurt your sons? She said, no. So the person she was speaking to said, leave your husband and let him raise his sons. You don't know how to raise boys. Do you agree with that? Just asking. I'm just throwing it out. Do you agree with that? Right. Joanna Brown is saying hitting, using physical chastisement, says that we can deal with an issue by hitting instead of reasoning. It takes away the ability to talk through our emotions. Conversation and being able to articulate our feelings minimizes the needs for beating of a man or a woman. Boom, drop the mic. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yet, we have it and we hear it and we see it, especially now, that men and women are becoming increasingly more violent than what they ever have been. Dorota says, our children will really succeed in listening to us, but they will often succeed, become us. Hold on, I didn't read that right, I'm sure. They would often succeed. I don't get it. It might be me. I don't get what you're trying to say. Can you send that again for me to write it, please, so I can read that out? Okay. Right. Okay. I suspect that most men were killed by other men, whereas most of the women were killed by men. Let's face it, men are the main killers in society. They are. And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad that came from a man and not from me. You know, that says a lot, doesn't it? Oh, and all needs to be backed up by accountants. Right. So Cecile's saying, no, she doesn't agree with that. What don't you agree with? Because I've gone on, that was a little bit before, so you've written that, so I've gone on from what I'm not sure what you disagree with. Let me know. So we know that We know that we are living in this world where men and women are becoming progressively more and more violent. We last week, we heard a whole family was killed in one sweep by one person. And it was a male, right? Killed out three generations, or two, yeah, three. Daughter, mother, grandmother, and partner of the grandmother. One time. Done. So we have to understand that we have to train up our children in the way that they should. We have to train up our children in the way that they should go. We have to do that. And we've got to do that with diligence. We have to do that with diligence. We have to do that and make a stand and say, this is how we are doing this. And this is what we want in our society. And this is what we don't want in our society. I actually stopped following that. After I heard that, I just stopped following the man. Because he would say the odd thing, you know, and I think, oh, you just want to be controversial. But this one, it vexed me. Because I just thought, you're inciting young people to go out there and hit. The amount of young women, and then young women that come, you know, that pass through the work that I do, who have been abused, both physically and sexually, by men, I have to say. And this is not a man-bashing thing. It's not, because I know that men are abused too. But I just have to say what comes to me. And then to hear that, and this is in our community. What do we do, guys? What do we do? So Cecile says, the woman who was told to leave her husband to chastise the sons, as women cannot chastise boys. No, she don't agree with that. Okay, thank you for that. I don't either. I think there's a discussion to be had, not necessarily in front of the boys or in front of the children, but I think if you are raising children together, that is a discussion to be had. But I think that that's a discussion to be had before you even have children. I think your two people are supposed to sit down and say, this is how I want to raise my child, my children. What do you think? I think, to be honest, I think nowadays people are too quick to jump in and have sex. Quick. And then they, two-twos, they're pregnant. Two-twos, now they're having a child. Two-twos, they don't even like each other again. They can't understand each other. Can't talk to each other. What is that about? Or they might be together for 10 years, then have a child, and then they can't stand each other. What's that about? But it's the impact it has on the child, because we are seeing more and more violence, more and more abductions, more and more. So something, we're doing something wrong. Right. Okay, so Carl is saying he believes that young men need fathers or strong male role models in their lives. I agree with that. I do agree with that. I think that in terms of how you raising the child and navigating the child, there's a discussion that needs to be had. I have an adopted son who was 15 and a half, nearly 16, when he came to this family, and I've never once had to not even raise my voice, to be fair, because we have open conversation. You could imagine in this house, isn't it? You could imagine living in my house, how open the conversations are. Yes, they are. The open conversation. I do believe that every young man and every young woman needs a male role model, a good man around. It's not just men, boys that need men. Girls need men too. We underestimate the power of the father-daughter relationship. When you are raised by your father and you're raised well, you know not what you're not putting up with. There's certain things can go on, because your dad showed you how you're valuable. He showed you how. I'm talking about a good man now. I'm not talking about a waste man. Oh, okay. I'm just saying. Because as we got waste man, we have waste woman too. Oh. So what I'm saying is that as we are moving along, and Carlos has made a really valid point. He believes that young men need fathers, and they do. So where are the fathers? Where are the fathers? And this is where now some of the issues start to flare up. Because you've got two people, and this is the different conversation, but you've got two people who have had one child, and they can't agree. But certain one might want to talk to one the right, certain way, and all this disrespect goes on. And the only person it impacts is the child, because then the child then grows up to see, my dad don't respect my mother, so I don't need to respect her either. Domestic violence in the household. Or you might have a daughter who sees her mother, and it's quite feasible, sees her mother getting beaten up, and then when the mother's telling her she can't go out or blah, 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 she's looking at the mother and telling her, you can't tell me nothing, I'm going. Because you make him, and it might not even be her father, it might be the stepfather. You make him come and beat you up and rear-tear, I ain't got no respect for you neither. How about that? So you see how these things, you see the pattern of how things start to escalate and start to change other dynamics. And this is why we're having this conversation. This is why. How are we going to change our community? We have to change it from the inside out. The change starts with us. It starts with you and me. That's who it starts with. You know, that's where it is. You know, that's the long and short of it. So, you know what, tonight I didn't do. I just thought. I didn't put it on the groups at all today. But it is what it is. It is what it is. Those of you who are here were supposed to hear this conversation. But we are going to be back. I want you to just put your, because we're coming to the end of the show. Because I did say an hour and it's 10 o'clock and I'm doing an hour. I want you to just write in your comments right now anything else that you want to say. I do want to thank you for your comments this evening, because what your comments highlight is that it does start with us. It starts with me and you. Woo! It really does. Right. So Joanna has said, let me take my time. We need to look at the need for a person to assert dominance. Most men would not hit their boss or their manager when being disciplined because of an acknowledgement of their position. True. Abusers, which are usually men, always have a need to dominate. If the men in the family always discipline by violence, then that's what they pass on. In single mother households, a lot of teenage boys start to bully physically, verbally their mothers, and then go on to abuse their girlfriends because the male figure is not. I think you're going to write some more. It's not there? Is that what you're going to say? Right, lovely. Dorota saying, yes, that's exactly right. That's why staying in a toxic and dysfunctional relationship is extremely damaging for children on many levels. I personally think, going back to the whole thing that incited me to even have this conversation with you, I think that the young man is so hurt and has become so bitter that it has warped his thinking. Because what he's basically saying is that it would be his okay for his son to physically hit a woman. Now, I don't know if you ever saw that program, Murdered by My Boyfriend. It was on BBC One. That play, whatever you want to call it, from seeing that has never left me. Never. And it was true, based on a true story. So matter of fact, I should have got that video. No, I don't think they would shut this down for that. But anyway, projection, Tina is saying. I think, you know, what you guys have highlighted today, again, I want to thank you for your comments. They've been really, really good. But what it is now, what do we do? What do we do? How do we change things? Now, next week, I've got Pamela Haynes coming in. She is the author of Loving the Brothers. And she's worked around domestic violence for many, many years. She knows a lot about it. And we're going to be talking about how we protect our girls. And that this is based on the two young girls who went missing for some time that have now been found, thank God. But a man has been arrested for abducting them. So, and these are two, these are two black girls that went missing. We don't know what happened to them. We heard about child Q. There's so much things that are happening. And I work with women, right? So you got to bear with me because that's what comes to me. That's the information that comes because I work with women and girls. That's what I do. That's my life's work, helping women and girls who have been in similar situations to me. Because I'm out of that. I'm out the other side. You know? So these are the things that are really close to my heart. And this getting our relationships between men and women right, helping women to have a better perception of men, helping men to have a better perception of women, and vice versa, women having a better perception of themselves first, men having a different and a better perception of themselves first. That's what this is about. Because as Tina said, you know, she mentioned about, am I having a moment? She mentioned about, I've gone too far. What is the word I'm looking for? Yvonne, having emotional intelligence. That's what I'm thinking. She mentioned about emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence starts with me. It starts with you as an individual. It doesn't start outside of you. It starts inside. So we got to be willing to do the work. And these are the things that I do. Excuse me. This is what I do. This is how I train women predominantly. But I'm open to doing some personal development with men. I'm open to it because I want to see us thrive. I really do. It really pains me. Really does. I really feel it physically. And so I want us to do better. I want us to grow. You know, Cecile saying, oh my God, Murdered by My Boyfriend has also never left me too. That program was so real. I could relate to it so much, seeing little bits in other people's lives, in my life, and it has never, ever, ever left me. And I think that that's something that it could be used as a training material. It is so impactful, and you know, and even to show some men, because and only because they are strong. And if they get so mad, like that young man who took out that family, he must have had a psychotic moment to kill four people in cold blood. Bam, 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 done. Out, done. And this is what we have to avoid. So remember at the beginning of this chat, I said, you know, I had been in a domestic violence relationship and I had been hit before for no reason. But I also said, my mouth is like pepper, because it is. But wisdom has also shown me when to speak and when to stay silent. And sometimes even when you say silent, you still clap a box. You still get a backhand. So I'm not saying that that helps. What I'm saying is, sometimes you just got to know when to speak and when not to save your own life. If anyone is watching this and you are in a domestic abusive relationship and you want to get out, please call the Samaritans. Please find someone to talk to. Keep yourself safe. And, you know that keeping yourself safe will keep you alive. If you are a man who has suffered at the hands of domestic violence, and trust me, I know for sure it happens, because I have used my house as a safe haven for more than one man who's been beaten by his wife. Okay, so it does exist, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. If you find yourself in that situation, please get some help and please stay safe. Tonight's show has been, it just seems that every show is quite heavy when we're talking about the family, because there is so much hurt. There is so much pain to unpick and unpack. But in order for us to heal, we've got to loosen off. We've got to rip the plaster off. Woo! We've got to rip the plaster off. Joanna says, interesting topic. We need more men to tune into such discussions too. Absolutely. Absolutely. And Nigel's just turned up. Nigel's coming back on stream. But we are actually ending the show. It's going to end. But I do want to just bring him in. Let's add you in. Hi, Nigel.
Hello. Can you hear me? Yes, I can see you.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry about that. Quite ironic, actually. I upgraded my camera, and that's the camera that wouldn't work. So I just tried the old one. And obviously it's working fine.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, well, what I caught of the conversations and the comments there was very good, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to have you back. Pam's coming in next week. And maybe what we could do is have you in on the second half. Well, actually, because the show is supposed, this is what's happening, Nigel. The show is supposed to be for an hour. And every week we get into these conversations and it ends up being 2 hours. Because there's so much comments coming in, and I feel like people want to talk. This is a talking point. I don't want to just cut it off, you know, even though my mentor's like saying, just bring it in next week. Just continue it next week. Just continue it next week.
Well, you've got a few shows lined up there. But yeah, I mean, if you're talking about relationships, abusive relationships, then those are deep subjects, as you know. So, you know, there's a lot of ground to cover.
It is. And because we're dealing with the family, you see, and because, like I said, in the what's prompted me to have this conversation is I've been seeing a lot of men on social media really slating women, in particular black women. And I'm just like, I'm getting really fed up of it. And it's like, okay, so let's look at it from a different point of view. How can we change this? How can we bring about something that you know, brings us together rather than separates us? Because all this, oh, black women are this, women are this, women are that, women, and then you've got men are this, men are that. We're dividing when we need to come together, because divide and conquer, that's you know, that's from way immemorial, that's what it's been. If you divide them, we'll conquer them, but we need to come together.
Well, I think part of the problem we had is that it's not other people or other races necessarily dividing and conquering us. It's us dividing ourselves.
That's right.
And that's where the problem lies.
Yes, absolutely. So how do we stop that? Because we are the elders now.
Well, you know that saying in the Caribbean, your heart is. And the other saying is, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And if someone's not open to new ideas or different perspectives, then they're not going to change, are they? It's just a sad reality. You can only hope by keep putting the message out that it will reach certain people who are open-minded and also open to change.
But I think that there might be enough of us who are open to change. It only takes a few to come together to create change.
Well, what I observed several years ago, there was a black guy who... Lee Jasper, I suppose, outed him, for a better phrase. So effectively, several women approached Lee Jasper saying this guy was a serial abuser. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there was about 2,000 plus comments on when Lee Jasper posted. But some of the comments, you know, the guys were saying, oh, that these women are lying, it's not true. And I tend to take the view, if someone's defending an alleged abuser, they're likely to probably be inclined to abuse themselves and to abuse others, because you can't defend that type of behavior. You just can't.
No. But we see that, you know, I've seen that quite recently actually on social media. One person in particular was outed, but the person who outed him, actually everyone was like, yeah, right. And you know, behaviors speak more than words. So if you behave like you abuse, if you speak like you abuse, and that's the thing, you kind of get to know. And this is the one thing that I'll say to women, when your instinct tells you to go, leave, do that immediately.
I totally agree.
Don't ever question your intuition.
Well, I advocate that all the time. Your intuition is there to protect you.
Yeah.
But in terms of an abuser, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck, basically.
Yeah.
So I heard someone mention that on average two women a week are murdered by a partner or ex-partner. Mm. And the rate's probably gone up now since during COVID. Although I was reading some research today and they were saying there's been a rise in domestic abuse cases in terms of being reported, but they were also saying, but that might be because the police are more accessible now to some cultures. Because I was reading about a black charity today, black women, and yeah, the incidence of domestic abuse in our community is just horrifying.
It is. So when you have the younger ones, they're inciting it. Yeah, I don't see that there's anything wrong with hitting a woman. Yeah, I've got an issue with that. But Carl is now saying, I know who it was. How do you know who it was, Carl? You don't know who it was. You don't know who it was. He is my friend and I defend him, even though I'm not an abuser. I don't know if this is who you think it is. I it could be anybody, couldn't it, really? Anyway. But I don't, listen, if you are an abuser, you could be my son. Trust me. I'm not defending you because I didn't raise you that way. You could be my brother. And my brother My biological brothers know that because when they are wrong, they're wrong. Don't get me wrong, I'll still stand with them, but I'm telling them the truth. You're wrong. You can't go around hating people's children. See, the old West Indian comes out in me.
No, but it's true. I mean, at the end of the day, that's someone's daughter. Not to say that men don't get abused too, but the abuse that men will suffer will be more kind of emotional, mental, psychological. Because as you mentioned before, obviously men generally are bigger and stronger than women.
Yeah, they are stronger. So Castle said, I know exactly who it was. It's exactly who I think it is. And you got into... because we're talking about two different things here. So... Nigel's mentioned Lee Jasper, but the person that I'm talking about has got nothing to do with Lee Jasper. So I think it's two different things. That's why I say I don't think you know this person. You know? But nevertheless, I'm not defending. If it's a woman and she's picked up her shoes for no reason and gone fight the man, I'm not defending her. I'm not defending, because nobody has the right to put their hand on another person unless it's in love.
Can't argue with that.
Ah, okay. So to be clear, Nigel is, Carl is saying he was talking about the incident that you mentioned.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that was about, so I'm not going to comment on it. But yeah. I think that, you know, from the point of view of abuse, let's just do that here. And we're talking about being physically abused by either sex. I think that we, in terms of defending, when we defend, we are saying it's okay. And it's never okay. Never. We saw the incident in front of the world the other day. Two men. How embarrassing. I just think it's really embarrassing, right? We saw that. There's no excuse for violence. None. Even if the person, you know, it would be so easy. It's so much easier to just like, right, I'm going to go and deck that person, I'm going to take him out. Because that's the easy thing to do.
Mm.
The harder thing to do is to actually discuss it and work it out as human beings.
Yeah, but unfortunately, some people don't have that mental and emotional capacity. Yeah. Especially if they've got an undiagnosed personality disorder like narcissism. Sociopath or psychopath, they haven't got the capacity. They just haven't.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, this series of the family it's going to last for quite a while, because there's so much to go through, so much to talk about in terms of our family, our communities, and how they suffer. We want to build. We want to build upwards, but we can't build upwards until we start dealing with the inward. Right, so Joanna's saying, right, as a community, we tend to protect abusers due to wanting to keep our business secret. Sometimes we defend people out of fear of reprisals. We need to stop this. Do not snitch mentality. Yes. You see, we started off this series 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I was talking about hiding things under the carpet. Which we do a lot as this community. We do that a lot.
I'd agree with that.
We like to sweep things under the carpet.
Yeah, but then you see there's a lot of different dynamics going on there, as you know, because, for example, you know, you're encouraged to keep quiet because you don't want to be seen as betraying the family, for example. So, yeah, so... You know, it's got to begin. Well, it begins in the home, doesn't it? Because if you're brought up in a family dynamic where abuse is seen as okay, then you're going to become an adult who possibly grows into an adult who thinks abuse is okay, when obviously it's not.
No. It's not okay. Absolutely not. So, Carl says, right, and we're going to wind down now because we're going to come to the end of the show. But Carl says the first port of call for abuse should be going to the police. If that fails, the next step is court. If that fails, the last resort should be shouting them out on social media. When women go on social media before going to the police, I get suspicious about how genuine they are.
Interesting perspective. But then, and the thing with social media, obviously, obviously we have defamation laws in this country. So technically you can't be just going online making very serious criminal accusations without any evidence. However, I know that that's been going on for a few months now. A lady's name I won't mention, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. And she's been very active. But then again, you know, even going to the police, you know, sometimes an abused person will go to the police and the police won't believe them or won't take them seriously. I was reading about a case earlier today, because I was getting ready for the show, and there was a lady who reported her partner as being a black lady, her partner as being abusive. The police attended, and they, because he threatened to burn the house down, and they reported it as a threat to property. A few weeks later, he murdered her. So, you know, so guys, and sometimes going to the police can actually escalate the abuse.
Yeah.
You know, so
that's very true. I will add to that, and I can only go by my own experience. And as you know, I'm in the middle of a criminal investigation. I'm not in a criminal investigation, but there is an investigation going on around me because I have a stalker. And who trolls me online and is trying to find out where I live. So in going to the police have, this has been going on since, this has been brought to my attention since January. We're now in May. And it's only now, and the police have known since January, no, since February. And it's only now that the police are actually taking it seriously. They didn't take it seriously at all.
So why do you think they didn't take it seriously?
Because they don't consider it to be anything to be worried about. And so I then did my own research and went on to the National Stalking Helpline. And they were very helpful. Excuse me. Very, very helpful. And they are now advocating for me. So they contacted the police and asked the police what the hell they were doing. Because as far as they were concerned, there was enough evidence there. And to be clear, when I told the police about it, you know, the police had only just collected the evidence. Because I was told, the police officer told me we didn't need it. So this is how, and my thing is, and this was my argument with the officer, is that this is how women end up dead. And I will not be one of your statistics. I will not be one of those women. So you will do something. But I'm, you know, I'm not a typical, you know, woman that might just be subdued and be like, oh. At first, they were like telling me this, 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 and they weren't doing anything. But after a while, I started to get knocked by it. And the fear of the person finding out where I live, finding out or anything happening to my daughter, anything like that, made it, it just shifted things. And so once I started speaking and I spoke to another police officer outside of my borough and was given advice, and so, and then I made the police officer know, I've been awarded 2 awards by Bedfordshire Police.
Well, it's interesting actually you say that, because I read an article recently about Sister Space, which is a domestic abuse organization for black women. And one of the things I read is that the police often respond differently when the woman is black.
Oh yes.
Opposed to if the woman is white.
That's true. It's true. That is very true, Nigel. I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the first questions they asked me was about my ethnicity, which got my back up. Mm. What are you? So from now on, since having this experience, if you ask me what I am a white male with blonde hair and blue eyes. That's who I identify with, for these purposes only, because I can identify as who I want, apparently. So I will, because you are treated differently. You are, and I have witnessed that. I've experienced it myself over the last couple of weeks and months.
Well, it's a good thing. Well, it's good that they're taking it seriously now. I mean, obviously, they should have dealt with it more seriously and much more quickly. But at least it's hopefully going to get dealt with, because stalking is very serious. Because stalking can often escalate.
It can, and that's the thing. And this is what the stalking helpline said. Because I don't want to shift from the show, but there's what they said was. Is they gave me some understanding of how this thing works. So you've got an act around harassment, and you've now got a new act around stalking. Mm. And the stalking act, you have more maneuver with. It's a new act, but a lot of officers don't really know about it.
Mm.
And so under that act, he would have to go and get a psychological assessment. All of those, because there is some mental stuff, because some of the things that's been written, it's not right. You read it and you think it's not right. So I think that, you know, one of the things, what I'm going to say to everyone tonight, and if you are watching this show and you have experienced any form of abuse, do your research. Research your rights. That's the first thing that you need to do.
And obviously get support, like, you know, contact someone like Refuge. I mean, there's lots of agencies out there that can provide support. Absolutely. But it can be a very scary time, because at the end of the day, as you know, abusers are about power and control.
Mm-hmm.
They just go about it in different ways, effectively. But one of the things they will do is isolation. So they gradually cut you off from your friends, your family members, so you've got no support. So if you've got no support, you're easier to abuse, basically. So I always said to people, you know, there's plenty of support out there. Just be careful how you go about researching that. Because as I say, the most dangerous time for a victim is either when they're planning to leave or when they've left.
Mm.
So that's why you keep your exit strategy, you know, it's a secret, basically, because that's one of the most dangerous times.
It is. Carl is asking, don't you think going on social media will escalate the abuse? Go on, you speak first, Nigel.
Well, it could, but, you know, but that depends on a number of factors. It's possible it could escalate the abuse. It could also make the abuse subside, because obviously one thing abusers don't like is being exposed. Abusers abuse in secret. They don't abuse in public. They abuse in private. So that, you know, that could go either way.
Yeah, I think I agree with what you're saying. It can go either way. I was going to name. I haven't named the person who's stalking me, and I do know who is stalking me, because I was advised not to, and that's because I'm in the middle of a case, and he could turn around and say that I'm harassing him. Do you know what I mean? And I don't want that. So I haven't named him. But I have said, this is actually what I'm going through. This is actually the stress of what I'm going through. Because I want you guys to know. And I also want you to know so that I can get more support.
Mm.
So when you see certain things, if I'm online and you see certain people writing certain things, you'll be like, hold on a minute, this could be the person. You wouldn't know. This could be a person, and this could be a person that's trolling. So you might just turn around and say to the person, hey, what's going on? And so I'm not alone. Do you see what I'm saying? I want you to know that now I held it for a long time. No one knew. And now I'm like, no, I'm not holding my mouth. No, because you're not bullying me. I'm not having it.
That's interesting. I'm going to DM you after the show.
Yeah.
We need to have a little discussion.
Okay.
In private.
Okay, cool. That's cool. Carl says going to the police could also make it subside. Yes, it could or not. It just depends on the person.
Well, back in the day, because I heard you mention or someone mentioned earlier about back in the day when the police were called to domestic abuse, they would just call it a domestic, go away. Because I've been through that as a child. I witnessed domestic violence as a child, and that's exactly what happened. They turn up, say it's a domestic, and then it basically the violence would start again. Because now he's annoyed or angry that the police have been called.
Yeah. Because that law only came in, it only became a law in 1976. So that's not that long ago, when you think about it in reality. You know, and this is why I asked, what does equality mean? Because from that snippet of that footage that I saw when the young man was talking, he spoke about equality. You know, women want to be, they want to be equal. It's equal. It's equal. So we can do that. That's not what equality is.
What? Well, I can't even get my head around that type of mentality.
No.
Because at the end of the day, doesn't mean that, you know, you're equally at liberty to abuse who you wish, regardless of gender. That's just nonsense.
It is, absolutely. It is. So, listen, guys, I hope that this show has been a good one for you. I want to thank you all for your comments tonight. We're going to continue this conversation next week. We've got Pamela Haynes coming in. She's an author of Loving the Brothers and Loving the Sisters, I know, is coming soon. So she's going to be in, and we're going to be carrying on the conversation right from here. So, Nigel, do stick around. If you can make it next week, do join and jump on the conversation.
Oh, will do, definitely.
You know, the more people, you know, I really want more men to come. We normally have a few men on here, but Carl's been representing today. So I would love for more men to come on and really give their views, you know, on how we create these changes. This is a show about solution, and we want things to change. So again, for women, if you are in that situation where you are feeling, you know, vulnerable in a relationship or partnership or whatever it is, that is situationship that you may be in, stay as safe as you possibly can, and use all of those helplines. There's many, 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 and get some help, get some support. And for those of you who want to help to find the solution, be back here next week as we start to build and really start to work out how we can be the change that we want to see. You know, Tina, the last comment here, it says, Tina says, people can make everything fit where they are at and have an argument to back it.
True.
Yes, it's true. It is very true. But if you know that that does not make sense to you, don't argue back, because you already know. You don't have to be entangled in foolishness. That's what I say. Right. And Carl says, and I'm going to end on this comment. Carl Perkins says, women need to leave the second there is a sign of violence. And I would absolutely 100% agree with that statement. Thank you so much, Carl. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being on this chat tonight. We will be back next Tuesday at 9 for an hour. An hour and a half, but for an hour we will be back as we continue to work out how we are going to change our community, and how we're going to learn to love and grow with each other in peace and harmony. We'll get there if we all want the same thing. But if we don't, we won't. So I want to thank you for being here. Sending much love to you all. And do remember to, if you do want to join me on the Speakeasy next week, Tuesday, just DM me and I will send you the details. And also remember to put the 11th of June in your diary. I will be doing a live show. Yes, I will. And so I am inviting you all to join me on that show. Lots of singing, laughter, music, lots of fun. It'll be a really, really good night. Okay, my lovelies. But for now, I am going to say ciao. And I'm also, before I go, going to say to Nigel, thank you for making it.
Well, it took me an hour. Well, over an hour, in fact.
But you got here. You persevered and you got here. So thank you so much for being here. And like I say, the opportunity, it will be again. We'll get you back on. Because I know what it's like. Technology can be a nightmare sometimes. So we'll get you back on. But, you know, keep listening, keep being a part. And we will have, because I know you've got a new book coming out soon, haven't you?
I've got two new books scheduled for this year, all being well. One's first draft is called How to Avoid Abusive Relationships. Third draft will be Exposing the Narcissist in Relationships.
Right.
And that'll be my trilogy, and I'm done.
Okay. So, as you heard, Nigel's got two books coming. So, we're going to have Nigel back. And also, you know what? I really love the way that this show runs. This show is about the people. This is for us. This is not about famous. This is not about none of that. It's about us. It's about us growing. It's about us building each other. And when I see comments, like I had comments today from many, Dorota comments, Tina's, or Carl, all of those people that contribute to the show. If at any point that you would like to come on, I'd like to invite some of you on, because you're writing, you're giving your point of view. I'd like you to come on and have a conversation. Joanna Brown, I think this is one of the first times I've seen you recently. I think maybe before, back in the day you watched the show. But I want to thank you, especially some of your comments were really, really good, really powerful and really thought-provoking. And I know that you're also an author as well. So you'll be hearing from me. All right, my darlings. I'm going to go, but saying thank you, Nigel. Thank you for this evening. I will see you soon. I will remove you from the thing, but I'll leave you in the back in the green room. So I'll see you again. Thank you very much for being here. And so that's it for this week, and we will be back next week, as I said. So do remember to join me. And on that note, I'm going to say ciao, ciao.